Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Here at newsounds.org, we've been taking the opportunity, while our performance studio is closed, to look through our archives for some memorable performances from years past. Here's one of them.
Before I went to Iraq, I died. I jumped on a grenade to save my boys in long summer off L.A. They kept me straight for a day. That night, I died again. My soul jerking like a lowrider. Tech nines and Glocks are crows that mock me on the streets so hot the tar is...
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For the 2.4 million veterans who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan, the experience of war doesn't necessarily end when they come home. Memories, particularly traumatic ones, stay with them for life and often appear in dreams. The retelling of those dreams is at the heart of Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project, which is the latest collaboration between the pianist and composer Vijay Iyer and the poet Mike Ladd. Those two, along with the poet and veteran Maurice DeCall and a team of musicians, are here with me in the Soundcheck studio today. Mike, Vijay, first of all, this is the third go-round for the two of you together.
It's yes.
Good
yes.
to have you guys back here in the studio.
Thanks.
Mike, the title, Holding It Down, what does that refer to?
Well, it's, of course, slang for keeping it together, managing to maintain whatever it is, whether it be your psychosis, whether it be your good humor, whether it be paycheck to paycheck, holding it down is slang for that. And in this notion, doing a lot of these interviews, you realize people are just trying to keep it together, just trying to keep going from day to day.
So interviews with returned vets, was that your source material for this?
Yeah, I've been interviewing veterans since 2009 about their dreams specifically. But of course, when you begin to pose that question, that opens up a myriad of subjects.
Right. And how did you meet Maurice?
I actually found Maurice through a New York Times feature.
Really?
There was a feature, it was when New York Times had their Million and One Stories, and I literally randomly clicked on his face because it was an interactive.
Did that
feature.
Hurt Maurice when he clicked on your face?
Just a little bit. I virtually clicked on his face, excuse me, online, and his story came up, and I contacted him through that. Mm-hmm. And what started was an incredible relationship of two poets,
right.
More than anything else.
Now, Maurice, were you a poet before you went to Iraq?
No. I didn't start writing poetry until well after I came back. So I started writing in, I want to say, 2009. NYU has this, they still have it today. It's called a Veterans Writing Workshop, and it's done through their MFA program on Saturdays. So I went there with the intentions of practice in writing. I was intending to study history in my undergrad, and I wanted some practice just learning how to write stories. But then they were teaching poetry, and after I went a few times, I realized that I enjoyed it, and I stayed, and I continue to do that today.
And that sort of helped you keep it together to hold it down?
Yeah, because I, like everyone else, I would imagine, I had dreams and also dreams that kept recurring.
Yeah.
And I did not know how to process those things. Mm-hmm. So being able to have a way of writing them down and thinking them through, that's helped a lot. A friend of mine once said that, and I do it. You'll write the same poems over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. You'll just find different ways of telling them. Mm-hmm. And that's very true.
This first piece you're going to do, Derelict Poetry, is that how that happened? Was this sort of a recurring imagery?
Yeah, it's dreams from, these things are based on some actual events as well, and then the dreams that come after the incidents happened.
All right, let's hear a live performance. Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project, was commissioned by Harlem Stage, And the musicians, Vijay Iyer, the composer at our piano, the vocalists, Maurice DeCall, Mike Ladd, Guillermo Brown, they're all here with us live on Soundcheck. This is called Derelict Poetry.
Maurice, Everson, the call is not here. That foolish man stayed in Iraq. He likes it there. Still, he can't be seen hanging on by his fingernails, doing chin-ups on the edge, never quite able to build momentum enough to get over it. Maurice, Emerson, the call is not dead. I saw him yesterday sitting out in the desert drinking oolong tea with the Bedouins. Maurice, Emerson, the call is dead. I lied. He died 6 years ago today. Died at night in a firefight behind a mud brick house across the river of shit. Died at night, 19 hours from home, alone in a ditch from bullet fragments and hypovolemic shock.
That is called Derelict Poetry, a live performance in the Soundcheck studio, part of Vijay Iyer and Mike Ladd's latest project together called Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project. And the poet and Iraq veteran Maurice DeCall came up with that text, and he was one of three vocalists, along with Mike Ladd and Guillermo Brown. Vijay Iyer at our piano, and with the laptop nearby as well, Casa Overall playing percussion, Liberty Ellman on electric guitar, and Ok-young Lee playing the cello. Vijay, as a composer, there's a challenge here. I mean, you need to kind of set the scene, give a soundscape, a context for the words without overwhelming them, right?
Yeah, you know, in all three of these projects that Mike and I have done together, I've always kind of approached it that way, as kind of creating an environment for this character or this personage to exist and to tell his or her story, which doesn't mean that it's a neutral space. It can still kind of exist in dialogue with that person and mm-hmm. kind of as set the tone in a way and maybe offer a counterpoint or a commentary of some kind.
Now, in this case, it's not a single voice, but rather, you know, I mean, there's a bit of almost antiphonal stuff happening, you know, yes. certain words that one person is saying are suddenly being said by three. How is that kind of arrangement or deployment of voices worked out? Is that you and Mike together?
Yeah, well, I think we found with some of these texts that we wanted the voice to just be multiplied, that, you know, this is clearly Maurice's story, and yet at the same time, it's a lot of people's story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of multiplication of the individual and of the circumstance and of the experience was kind of the subtext there, and that's sort of what we're getting at. And I think also just there is a sense that you meet him as an individual over the course of this poem.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you say, Vijay, it's an individual story, but you find, Mike, you were talking about this before in your interviews with a lot of veterans, you find a lot of these themes recurring, a lot of these same types of overall stories. You decided, though, to focus this project on veterans of color. Why make that distinction?
Well, it was a distinction from that we began with at the beginning. There are a variety of reasons that Vijay can also articulate well. Also, we found out during the project that on the front lines, color actually mattered less. And that in, of course, the dream state, color matters very little.
Mm-hmm.
However, within the context of the demographic that we find in this conflict, there is still a high proportion of people of color in the military. And what is distressing and complicated about that is the fact that this is also the tip of the bayonet, if you will, of what America presents to the world when it comes to our power and our military power. And what has been in the back of my head since the beginning of these projects is, what is the significance of that? What is the significance of having a multiracial force usually imposing its power on countries that are considered populated by the other, by mm-hmm. people of color? And what does that mean?
So you find thematic links between this work, Still Life with Commentator, and In What Language, the two prior
yes.
pieces that you guys have
yeah.
done.
Yeah,
together.
I mean, all three of them were created under the shadow of these wars, you know, mm-hmm. and they're all kind of responding to them in their own way. I think we finally reached the point when we started to think about this that we've kind of done everything except really face the wars themselves. Mm. So that's kind of what's happening here, you know, is from our vantage, you know, here in the States, what kind of stories can be told.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with the pianist and composer Vijay Iyer, the poet, spoken word artist Mike Ladd, Maurice DeCall, Iraq veteran, poet. Maurice, do you think your experience of the war in Iraq was different from white soldiers serving with you?
Well, I was in the Marine Corps, and from day one in the Marine Corps boot camp, the very first thing the drill instructors tell you is to, of course, look around at the other recruits. Everyone is green. So there are no blacks or no whites. Everyone is green. He's a Marine, she's a Marine, and you look at that first.
Mm-hmm.
So on the ground in Iraq, you know, of course there are going to be, not in Iraq, but of course there are going to be some talk about color. That you can't escape that. Mm-hmm. But on the ground in Iraq, in a dynamic situation, that is the last thing that you are thinking about. So
now, when you come back home, is you would kind of hope it would be that way here too. Is it
in the military or in the United States?
When you return, you know, to civilian life.
I don't know. That's a complicated question.
Yeah, I know. You know, I know.
How much time we have?
Well, so how long were you in Iraq?
I was in Iraq from, I want to say, April 5th, 2003, until maybe August 3rd of 2003. So about 5 months or so.
Mm-hmm. And you've been back here and studying, you mentioned going to the NYU poetry program as of 2009.
Yes.
So if there's a couple of years there where you're wrestling with all of this on your own, more or less.
Of course. Between 2003 and I would say 2006, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I worked, I tried different things. I ended up in school, and that's how I ended up at the NYU program. Mm-hmm. Because I was two things. I needed something to do on Saturday afternoons, and I was bored. And I also had all this stuff in my head that I wanted to get out. And I had no idea how. I thought about maybe volunteering at a hospital, mm-hmm. you know, doing something, but nothing worked. This is what worked, though.
Right. Did you get a diagnosis of PTSD in some form?
No. Mm-hmm. It's not something I'm interested in doing right now, at least.
Right. But have you, I mean, how common is it among, you know, your comrades in arms who've come back?
I would imagine that it's somewhat common, but people will deal with it differently.
Mm-hmm.
So although people might have symptoms or concerns about it, most of the people that I know manage it well if they do have it. It's never something that's present. It's not something that around my friends that we necessarily discuss with each other even.
Right.
If people are having these kinds of issues, they tend to keep it to themselves.
Right. Holding it down. The title of this piece, Holding It Down, The Veterans Dreams Project, commissioned by Harlem Stage. Mike, you know, in the past, the delineation of who does what was pretty clear. You did the words, Vijay did the music. Here, you did the words for this next piece, Maurice did the words for the first piece. So how were those decisions made?
Well, it was very clear from the outset that this project was not going to work if it did not include and was not created by veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of artists who have approached the subject have realized. So as soon as we decided we were going to do something generally about veterans, we knew immediately that we had to have people like Maurice and Lynn Hill involved integrally mm-hmm. in the project. And so that's how that happened. And this particular piece is actually a dream that somebody told me that he was stationed in northern Afghanistan around 2006, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do then with something like this is take this story, or in this case, actually, we had talked on the phone, and then he sent me an email describing the dream. And then I would turn that into a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be challenging itself. Because, of course, these interviews and how people are recounting these things directly is incredibly powerful on its own. So sometimes it kind of, you come into a crisis of, like, well, how, you know, if I take this bird of paradise and turn it into a daffodil, is that actually doing it any service?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So walking. But regardless, it had to be turned in. We felt compelled to turn these things into lyric, in order to create a musical presentation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then also, there is a process there that then gets back to this multiplicity of voices, and that these are experiences shared by many people. And also, part of the reason to use dreams is to try and find some sort of common ground where veteran and non-veteran can meet. Because we are going to be having this dialogue with each other. We're going to be living with this
mm-hmm.
as long as the memory exists.
And with 2.4 million veterans just from Iraq and Afghanistan,
exactly.
There's a substantial population. That yeah.
And on top of that, as a world community, we mm-hmm. also live with all the victims of this conflict,
mm-hmm.
which is a number almost unfathomable.
right, let's hear this performance. It's called My Fire, words by Mike Ladd, but taken, as he says, from one of the interviews, one of many that he's done for this project. Vijay Iyer's music, the band is here in the Soundcheck studio, and My Fire is part of Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project.
Clicks north of the mountain pass where the doctor had died to Biden made his escape some 200 years before. The ridge on which I fight suddenly turns to desert, flat enough to permanently trick the eye. I am pre-sighted, still firing as when the ridge existed. A small clay house, still there. Taliban gone, but snaps of bullets cackle from beneath a hut, in which a girl of dust and shrub mocks me there. Before, but never has the monster in me writhed to where eternity's out of boil. I am hell. Blue flame, red coat for flesh. I have her in my scope, and although she has done nothing, she will pick up the check for all of the dead that walk my memory and myth. Rage. Three-legged dog trailing behind my heel, 500 meters off from the ripples of this pain. My fingers broken bone. I'm squeezing tent, watching my victim's head explode.
My Fire, words by Mike Ladd, music by Vijay Iyer, text taken from one of the many interviews that that they did for Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project. Vijay, it's composed music, but there are clear electronic elements, and it seems like hip-hop is certainly part of the DNA of that piece, too.
Well, I think it's part of the DNA of most of us who are in my generation, anyway. I mean, I think I've been listening to hip-hop for 30 years, so I don't know, that's a good long time, and been collaborating with people from that community for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's not that I see myself as a hip-hop musician or anything, or even a hip-hop composer. That's, those two words should never really go together, but I guess I approach
like jazz brunch.
Right, exactly. I guess, you know, for me, I just sort of approach it all as like, well, we're putting music together to help tell these stories, and that can come from a lot of different places. I mean, some of this stuff that we do sounds like chamber music.
Right.
And some of it sounds like that, like whatever that was that you just heard. Some of it sounds like rock, and some of it sounds like Kate Bush.
So I think...
You know, I'm not... I guess we're just trying to draw from everything that we are to help honor these story, these narratives and these characters and these people mm-hmm. that we're working with. I guess that's the best strategy for me to make sense of this.
And certainly one poignant tradition that it shares with hip-hop and with the blues and with a variety of American music is trying to find a way to express terrible, terrible subject matter in a manner that we can all process. And it's not easy. You know, the stories that were recounted to me of the dreams are very difficult to digest. And then how we frame them is also very complicated.
Yeah. I mean, for me, a kind of a working model is that these are sort of the new blues narratives in America.
Well, and there is that tradition of the so-called talking blues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, many people see as a kind of antecedent of hip-hop anyway.
Yeah.
So the play of words and music, once again, Mike Ladd and Vijay Iyer, the third of three big projects that they've done together. This one's called Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project. And once again, the veteran and poet Maurice DeCaul joining in on this next piece, which, Maurice, this is another of your texts, right?
Yes. Yes, this one's called Shush.
And is this are each of these specific dreams, or are they all just kind of coming from that kind of dreamland place?
No, I think they all come from a dreamland. The way the lines are written, the dreams are combined, and it's more of a collage of different dreams.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear another live performance in the Soundcheck studio. Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project, this piece called Shush.
The canon makes little reference to either of us, cousin, but we find ourselves together after 6,000 generations, and this notion of nations. We shake hands now, though I know later I may choose to point feet, but before, perhaps, just perhaps, you could share with me something about Ibn Sirin, the washer of dreams. Given that tonight, I'll need his support, cleaning fantasies I anticipate will start soiling the spaces locked behind my eyes. I've been talking in my sleep again, mumbling in Arabic, pounding my chest, a prayer ritual reflex. I've been talking in my sleep again, incoherent ranting, snipers, traffic control points, suicide bombers. I've been talking in my sleep again, tense hands forming fists, I fight an invisible enemy. I've been talking in my sleep again, last your cron, the bridge is closed, don't move, I'll shoot. I've been talking in my sleep again, pebble, pistol grip, plastic handguards, cold iron sights, sharpness of bullets. I've been talking in my sleep again, dreaming loops, she runs for a door, ripe report, crimson warmth, green dress. I've been talking in my sleep again, marines drowned in the Euphrates. I've been talking in my sleep again, curse the insurgent, pummel him with my rifle. I've been talking in my sleep again, I pray to die in Iraq. I've been talking in my sleep again,
I see the muzzle flash. Talking in my sleep again, died by gunshot. Talking in my sleep again, space, guard room, sandbag, eyes, large like dish plates, scared. I've been talking in my sleep again, barrier comes and visits. Talking in my sleep again, smell the stench of burning diesel shit. I'm in, talking in my sleep again, hear the evening prayer, tuck tracers. I'm in, talking in my sleep again, open with the saw, hand grenades, 50s. I've been, talking in my sleep again, mountain tall, goats my boots. I've been, talking in my sleep again, talking in my sleep again, my sleep again, talking in my
is called Shush, a dramatic moment from the piece Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project by Mike Ladd and Vijay Iyer, poet and pianist respectively, but the words there from the poet and Iraq veteran Maurice DeCall, with Guillermo Brown doing vocals as well, Casa Overall on percussion, Liberty Elman the guitar, Okyung Lee playing the cello, of course Vijay Adar piano. Vijay, you and Mike, now three times working together, you've sort of worked your way up to the big topic of the post 9/11 war world, which is the war.
Right.
Is this it? I mean, does it feel complete at this point?
There's actually a kind of B-side to this project that we're bringing back to Harlem Stage. It was through Mike's initiative that this came together. We started working on it last year in France. Really, as he mentioned earlier, of course, we also have the victims of these wars.
Mm-hmm.
And how are they able to hold it down? You know, and so there's a poet from Baghdad named Ahmed Abdul Hussein. And he and his collaborator, who's an oud player, joined forces with me and Mike and Maurice and a French guitarist. And we created this sort of companion piece to this called Sleep Song. So we'll be back with that. So yes, it's not the end. But you know, I think in a way this is a cycle of works dealing with this whole horrible tangle of subjects. So maybe that will kind of bring that cycle to a close.
Right.
But you know, I'll still be bothering Mike.
Mike, Vijay, it's always a pleasure to have the two of you guys working together and especially to be presenting some of it here in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
I have a capacity for war. I have a capacity for hate. I have a capacity for insanity, for anger, for lies. 525,600 minutes times two before I break into an explosion of thoughts and insurgents, soft kills and career moves. Capacity for destruction, capacity for loss, a capacity for death, violence, nothingness.
You've been listening to one of our occasional visits to the Soundcheck archives for this 2012 performance by Mike Ladd and Vijay Iyer. Back here in the present, well, concert halls and music venues are not open to the public yet, but they are, some of them, open to musicians. And on Friday night, October 30th, Vijay Iyer is performing at the Blue Note, along with Trio 3, sax player Oliver Lake, bassist Reggie Workman, drummer Andrew Surreal, Vijay Iyer, of course, playing the piano, Friday the 30th at 8 p.m., streaming live from the Blue Note. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlik. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.